Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The European Union's Aviation Safety Agency has now suspended all flights with Boeing's 737 MAX 8 and MAX 9 airplanes after many European countries began to block flights over their airspace. Here in the U.S., senators are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to also ground the 737 MAX 8 after that weekend crash in Ethiopia in which 157 people died, which came just 5 months after that same model plane crashed in Indonesia. A preliminary investigation into that crash points to an anti-stall system on the plane that pilots did not know how to override. U.S. federal aviation officials have still called the 737 MAX 8 airworthy, and for the moment, planes are still flying in the U.S., though President Trump has tweeted out criticism of how complicated modern aircraft have become. NPR's David Shaper has been reporting this story. And David, now that the EU is banning these planes, doesn't that mean that U.S. planes, you know, for American and Southwest, there's maybe about 50 of this model in this country, won't be able to fly in Europe? And doesn't that add pressure for some kind of U.S. grounding as well?
Well, it certainly could and will add a little bit of pressure. But it's important to point out that there are relatively few planes in the U.S. Of this model. Mm-hmm. Southwest, as you kind of alluded to, has 34 of them, American 24. United Airlines has 14 of the 737 MAX 9, which is a slight variation of the same plane. And it's unclear really how many of those fly internationally. So they would be banned from going into airports overseas, if in the EU at least, and several other countries. I should point out as well. The key thing here is, though, that there are orders for many more of these planes. Boeing has orders for 5,000 of them globally. It's critical from the manufacturer's perspective to put to rest any of these concerns. And Boeing put out a statement today that they say that they fully understand what the authorities in other countries are doing, but they have the utmost confidence in the safety of their plane, the 737 MAX 8, and they believe it is still safe and airworthy. And for the time being, the FAA agrees and doesn't think that there's any risk here.
Well, but, you know, you say there's few planes, and there do seem to be, but it will only take one. And,
right.
You know, you have people already, we're hearing anecdotally, asking on airplanes if they can get off when they find out mm-hmm. the kind of airplane that it is. We're hearing that the airlines and Boeing would rather not have some kind of government mandate, and that the airlines might themselves start grounding the planes.
And that certainly could happen. Every airline can do that on their own. They don't need they can act before any sort of government order. And that's what's happened around the world, I should say, as well. Ethiopia Airlines did it on their own after their own plane crashed, not with any government mandate. And that's happened with several other airlines as well. You know, I think it's important to take a cue from the pilots, though, the ones who actually have to fly the planes. I have a statement from the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, and these pilots are saying that they're extremely confident in the entire fleet, including the MAX planes, and that they are safe. And these pilots now have had a lot of extra training, and they're fully up to speed on some of the glitches or issues that they were not aware of earlier before that Lion Air crash. They feel like they have a handle on what's going on. They have all the information. And there's just no new evidence, no new information, no data from this Ethiopian plane crash that would suggest that there's a need to ground the entire fleet.
Well, also, could it be that, yes, American pilots, Boeing-based here, may have gotten up to speed on this training that they did not have a year ago? Boeing mm-hmm. did not even alert them that this system had been installed, but maybe the pilots around the country around the world don't have it.
That's certainly a possibility. There are widely variant, not too terribly widely, but there are different standards for pilot training and for information. But you know, the thing here is that Boeing doesn't need this headache. In fact, it has so much riding on the future of this plane that they have gone, as I understand it, to the individual airlines that have this plane and tried to, update software on the plane itself and increase the training and beef up the manuals and make sure that they're clear on all
this. And we'll stay on this story with NPR's David Shaper. Thank you.
My pleasure.